The Quiet Architect from Alabama. Born in November 1960 in Mobile, Alabama, Timothy Donald Cook's origins were rooted in humility and hard work. The son of a shipyard worker and a pharmacy employee, Cook was instilled with a relentless work ethic that would later define his corporate tenure. After graduating as salutatorian from his high school, he pursued a degree in industrial engineering at Auburn University, followed by a Master of Business Administration from Duke University, where he distinguished himself as a Fuqua scholar. Cook did not seek the immediate glamour of Silicon Valley startups. Instead, he spent 12 formative years at IBM, meticulously mastering the unforgiving and complex art of global supply chain management. This foundational period forged a brilliant operational mind capable of orchestrating massive logistical networks. Defying logic for intuition. By 1997, Cook had secured a comfortable, highly lucrative position as Vice President of Corporate Materials at Compaq, the undisputed giant of the personal computer era. From a purely rational standpoint, his career was set. However, a brief encounter with Steve Jobs in 1998 changed the trajectory of technological history. At the time, Apple was dangerously close to bankruptcy, and joining the struggling company was widely viewed as professional suicide. Disregarding the counsel of those who knew him best, Cook chose to follow his intuition over the logical left side of his brain. He recognized a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to help resurrect a great American enterprise alongside a creative genius, tossing caution to the wind to embark on a daunting mission in Cupertino. On that day, in early 1998, I listened to my intuition, not the left side of my brain, or for that matter, even the people who knew me best. I wanted to throw caution and logic to the wind and join Apple. Tim Cook. Revolutionizing the unseen engine. As Senior Vice President of Worldwide Operations, Cook orchestrated an immediate and brutal streamlining of Apple's bloated supply chain. He ruthlessly closed down the company's inefficient factories and warehouses, pivoting to contract manufacturers. Cook famously characterized excess inventory as fundamentally evil, comparing technology hardware to fresh dairy that perishes quickly. By reducing inventory turnover from months to mere days, he transformed Apple into a paragon of operational efficiency. He strategically locked in long-term supply deals for essential components like flash memory, securing the resources needed for future blockbusters. This unseen operational genius provided the crucial financial stability and manufacturing muscle that allowed Jobs' visionary products, the iMac, iPod, and iPhone, to dominate the global market. Emerging from the shadow. When Steve Jobs resigned due to severe illness in August 2011, handing the chief executive baton to Cook, the technology sector brimmed with profound skepticism. Critics questioned whether a methodical operations expert could sustain a legacy built on charismatic, disruptive innovation. Early in his tenure, Cook faced immense pressure, navigating controversies over overseas working conditions and the initial absence of groundbreaking new hardware. Yet he refused to become a mere imitation of his predecessor. He dismantled Apple's notorious micromanagement culture, fostering cross-departmental collaboration and prioritizing people, strategy, and flawless execution. His steady, pragmatic approach gradually silenced doubters as he successfully launched highly profitable categories like the Apple Watch and AirPods, transitioning the company into a formidable services ecosystem. Scaling unprecedented heights. While Steve Jobs is credited with reviving Apple, Tim Cook is the architect who transformed it into an unprecedented financial titan. Under his astute leadership, the company achieved milestones previously thought impossible for any corporation. Through aggressive global expansion and tight control over proprietary technology, such as the transition to Apple Silicon, Cook consistently generated record-breaking profits. In 2018, Apple became the first publicly traded company to reach a staggering $1 trillion market capitalization. Refusing to plateau, Cook's strategic foresight propelled the valuation past the $3 trillion threshold, even briefly touching $4 trillion in 2025. He conclusively proved that masterful execution, diversified services, and supply chain dominance could rival the impact of visionary product design. The diplomats of Silicon Valley. Beyond product launches and revenue charts, Cook's tenure has been defined by his exceptional diplomatic acumen. He successfully navigated some of the most volatile geopolitical climates in modern history, balancing Apple's massive operational dependency on China with escalating domestic pressures and trade wars. Whether personally negotiating multi-billion dollar deals with foreign officials to ensure market access, or presenting strategic investments to U.S. presidents to mitigate devastating tariffs, Cook acted as a corporate statesman. His calculated compromises and persistent engagement allowed Apple to maintain a stable, thriving global supply chain while mitigating the destructive impacts of international technological conflicts. Championing human rights and equality. Cook profoundly expanded the responsibilities of a corporate leader by becoming a vocal advocate for social justice, privacy, and environmental sustainability. In 2014, he displayed remarkable courage by publicly coming out as gay, making him the first and only openly gay chief executive of a Fortune 500 company. Cook framed his decision as a necessary step to offer hope to marginalized LGBTQ youth facing discrimination. Furthermore, he aggressively defended user privacy as a fundamental human right, challenging the data mining practices of other tech giants. He also spearheaded Apple's transition to renewable energy, unafraid to tell profit-driven shareholders to divest from Apple if they opposed his unyielding commitment to environmental preservation. "I'm proud to be gay, and I consider being gay among the greatest gifts God has given me. We pave the sunlit path towards justice together, brick by brick. This is my brick."